Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Chav Gimel, Brachos 23, and in today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is going to bring a brisa that discusses the permissibility of bringing tefillin into a bathroom. And if a person is not able to bring the tefillin into the bathroom, where should they place them? So the Gemara says, HaNichnas LeBeis HaKisei Kavua. We learn in a brisa that if somebody is entering into a fixed toilet, choitz tefillah berichuk arba amos, the person should remove their tefillin at a distance of arba amos, approximately 6 feet, before they enter into the bathroom. Umanichan bechalon, and they should leave their tefillin in the window of the wall, hasamach rosh hasarabim, that is closer to the public domain, and then afterwards v'nichnas, and only then can they enter into the bathroom. K'she yotze marachik arba amos, and when he leaves the bathroom, he should go at a distance of 4 cubits, and then after that, he's able to put the tefillin on. This is the position of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel says, Ochazam biyado v'nichnas. Beis Hillel says, actually, no, you can hold them in your hands and bring them in. Actually, into the bathroom. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ochasan bevigdo nichnas." So Beis Hillel's position was that you're able to hold them in your hands and enter into the bathroom. Rabbi Akiva's of the position you could actually hold them in the garment and enter in. So the Gemara challenges the position of Rabbi Akiva. Bebigdo salka da'itoch. Does Rabbi Akiva really say that you just put your tefillin in your garments and then walk into the bathroom with them? That doesn't make any sense. Zimnim mishtalelehu v'nafli. Sometimes he'll forget about them and they'll fall down. So how could Rabbi Akiva say you can put them in your garments and just walk into the bathroom? So rather, read it as follows. Ochazen bevigdo ubiyado v'nichnas. Rabbi Akiva's of the position, you can put them in your garments and with your hand together, meaning say you put your hand on that part of the garment while you're walking in, and that would be permitted. So Beis Hillel says you can just hold them in your hand, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, they have to go in your garment, but your hand has to be on them that entire time. Umanichem bechorin, and according to the position of Rabbi Akiva, you can put them in the holes in the fence, hasmuchem obeis sakise, that are next to the keys, that are next to the bathroom. V'loyanichem bechorin hasmuchem rosh hasarabim, but you're not allowed to put them in the holes that are next to the public domain because we're worried. Shema yitlu osam ovreit rachem v'yavu idech shad. We're concerned that maybe passers-by will see them, and then it will come to a suspicion. What's the suspicion that will happen as a result of this? So the Gemara tells us a story. Ma'isa b'talmud echad. There was a story about a student. She'niach tefillin b'chorin hasmuchem rosh hasarabim. He once placed his tefillin in the holes in the fence that are closest to the public domain. And at that point, what happened? Ubas zona achas unetalton. And so one Zona is a harlot. So a harlot came by and she saw the tefillin there and she removed the tefillin. Uvas lebeis hamedrash v'amra. And she came to the study hall and she said, Ru'u manasan liponi b'schari. Look what this yeshiva bachar, look what this man paid me for my reward. Well, kiven sheshama oso talmud kach, when this student heard this, alo rosh shagag, he went up to the roof v'nafal v'mes. He fell off the roof and he died. But Usa Shah, at that moment, so that's when they said they made a reform that you're required to bring them into your garment with your hand, like Rabbi Akiva said, and enter into the bathroom with the tefillin. And so we see from here that this was not only the position of Rabbi Akiva, that after this became the position of everybody. So again, the three positions are, Beis Shammai says, put them outside. Beis Hillel says, you are able to hold them in your hand and walk in. Rabbi Akiva says, hold them on your hand and in your garment at the same time. And then the student who left it outside, the Zona came, and she saw it, and she quickly went into the Beis Medrash, and then the student ended up dying. So there's a number of questions about this story. It seems like it's a very harsh punishment. Why was this student who left his tefillin outside the bathroom, why did he end up dying? So the Sifsei Chachamim explains that what caused the student to die was he violated the position of Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel said you're allowed to go into the bathroom with your tefillin, but this student said, no, I want to be stricter than Beis Hillel. And even though the halacha was that you're allowed to bring him in, he said, no, I'm going to be stricter and I'm going to put him in the public domain. And so therefore, We know that somebody who says, I'm going to be stricter than the actual halacha under these conditions, that it's actually a very severe thing. It's not a good thing. And indeed, the Gemara says elsewhere, we learned this already on 10b, that the Gemara had said to Rabbi Tarfon, that if you violate this position of Beisilah, you really should be punished for it. Another point that's made in the Sefer Paninim Yekarim is that who is this student who we're talking about here? So the Gemara in Shabbos talks about a student who was very learned, and he learned a lot of Torah scholars, and he served a lot of Torah scholars, and he died in half of his age. So he died young, and so his wife used to go around bringing the tefillin into the Beis Medrash and say, well, look at this man, why did he die so young? And the rabbi said, it's because he wasn't careful about the laws of Nida with you. And so the Paninim Yekarim says that this is the same man here in this story, and so that's why he was punished in this manner, because he wasn't careful, and that's why the Zona went in. There must have been an indication that he had sinned in this area and other areas. The Birchas Aaron says, well, how could he have gone up to the roof and jumped off, that you're not allowed to commit suicide, and it seems that this person was one of the leaders of the yeshiva. So he says, no, he didn't go up and kill himself. He went up because he was embarrassed, so he was hiding, and he went into a very dangerous place because he was so afraid to show himself. And there, once he was in that very dangerous place, he fell off the roof. And so we see from here that a person, if they've done something wrong, we have to be very careful that they don't endanger themselves out of embarrassment.